Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined this weekend on the telephone by Kathy Parker, Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools. During the first segment, we talked about the budget. During the last segment, we talked a lot about looking ahead to the fall semester. You know, during this midsummer time, are there things still taking place education-wise in the county?
Yeah, so I know it seems like with the students technically on summer break that schools go quiet, but I first of all want to say that each of the district's leadership teams are working every week. I haven't seen any of our superintendents take any days off. They are working continuously on not just planning for the reopening for next year, but also moving forward with some of their projects that they've already had in place in order to improve outcomes for kids. So while the campus may seem pretty quiet, I just want everyone to know that the leadership is still there, busily working. They have worked nonstop from March on, a tremendous great leadership team that we have, and we're very happy to welcome a new superintendent to Sonora Elementary and Sonora Union School District to be part of our close-knit collaborative group. We're very excited to have John Baker and Ed Pelfrey joining our team. For the county office, as we move forward, we have received a grant for adult literacy, and we're looking to expand how we provide services in that area. We also have summer services that are provided through our county office. We continue to provide some mental health services. We have some on-call people that can help parents if they need to connect with a mental health service professional, or if they just need to have some services provided that they don't know how to access, we do have people on hand to help access that information as well. We continue to work on what's called the Extended Learning Opportunities web resources page. And if people don't remember, the ELO resource page is a curated, vetted resource area that has daily lessons designed for TK preschool through adult learning, and it is an amazing resource that we are in the process now of revamping some of the earlier lessons we've done, and we're continuing to build that lesson base in case parents want to access that over the summer. A lot of the activities and the resources on there are outdoors related, so it's really great to get outside and do some of those activities on there. We also are working to connect parents and families with the EBT program, the pandemic EBT program. So if parents are eligible for free and reduced lunches at school, they can go to the Department of Social Services and register for an EBT card if they don't already have one, and then they can continue to receive some monies to help support their food needs for their children. And so we're continuing to push out a lot of that information. We're continuing to work with Infant Child Enrichment Services, ICES, to connect especially essential workers with child care resources and subsidies in order to make sure that they have the options to get the child care that they need in order to continue to work in their essential services. I will be here all summer. We've submitted grant applications for a variety of different organizations. We applied for a huge mental health grant. We've applied for a Department of Justice grant, and we applied for a tobacco use prevention grant. So hopefully in July we'll hear good news on those. We continue to look for other grant opportunities to meet the needs of our districts and our community in order to provide just so much more, because so much more is needed now for everybody. And we're continuing our partnership with Columbia College in developing those high school pathways to college, and looking forward to seeing a group of high school graduates that just graduated in Tuolumne County, over 500 graduates across our county. A lot of them are going to be starting Columbia College. Well, we'll be in a remote fashion. We support that effort as they transition into that role, and then look forward to building their next pathway group of seniors that are coming back and getting them into courses at Columbia College.
Definitely a lot happening. Superintendent Parker, thanks so much for coming on and giving us an update on everything that's taking place.
Great. I love talking to you, BJ, anytime.
Well, we thank Superintendent of Schools Kathy Parker for being our guest this weekend. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.